Just update on injuries. Nothing new really to report on Eddie Royal. He, you know, he's being evaluated, and we'll keep you up to date as we get closer to Wednesday. Any questions?
How about Ryan Clady?
You know, he's, you know, like I said, no update. We'll evaluate him and update, you know, all of you on Wednesday.
Can you talk about, we were talking about kind of a turnaround from last December when it was this feeling 4-12 season to what they're experiencing now. What was your biggest challenge when you first came in, kind of trying to get that mindset?
You know, I think, as I've mentioned all along, you know, as a staff, myself included, you know, just getting to know our team, getting to know our players, you know, you're trying to implement an offense, a defense, you know, the special teams, you know, for all intents and purposes, they were all different. You know, and just getting to know the football team and them getting to know us. So, you know, injecting them kind of, you know, what we expected and, you know, how we expected things done. And, you know, it took some time, obviously, with our 1-4 start, and, you know, we're starting to become more comfortable with each other moving forward.
What's your kind of philosophy with dealing with players? I mean, guys have been, since last night, saying that they, I think Mario said, everybody on the team have run through a brick wall for you. Where does that come from you, in terms of the way you deal with guys as a...
Well, I think, you know, at the end of the day, whether you're an assistant coach, a coordinator, a head coach, you know, it's about relationships, and some workplace relationships are better than others. I've had young coaches that, you know, been first-year head coaches and ask, you know, what would you recommend? And I'd say just be yourself. And I think, you know, as I've said before, most of us aren't smart enough to be anybody else, and it's just, you know, I'm just myself. You know, and I've been kind of the same whether it's been, you know, as a DB coach, a coordinator, or a head coach. But... You know, as I said before, I think when I first took the job, you try to put together a great staff. It's not one guy that does it. You know, I think we do have an excellent staff. They've done a tremendous job. You know, and people live up or down to expectations. We expect a lot. And, you know, more the philosophy of you work with us, not for us. And, you know, I found that's worked, I know, for us.
So I think this was, what, the end of the third quarter?
Yes. And I know I should be having a meeting where I shouldn't be here, but I gave them, much like the last quarter, I gave them today off.
So how would you kind of assess the progress quarter to quarter? I'm sure a 4-0 quarter.
Well, I think that was big. You know, we knew it was going to be a challenge going in because 3 out of our 4 games were going to be on the road. You know, that's never easy. None of them are easy, but they're especially hard on the road. And, you know, we feel fortunate, and we've worked very hard to get to that point. And it's been a, you know, a team effort.
What does it take to be a good December football team?
Well, we're about ready to embark on that. You know, I know just the way it worked out, we actually, that game was in December yesterday. But, you know, moving forward, you know, we've always taken the approach of, you know, people remember what you do in December. And, you know, we've got, you know, control of our destiny. And we've got, you know, 4 tough games starting with this week at our place, you know, against the Chicago Bears.
Leslie Frazier said that Christian Ponder was his quarterback for the future. Mm-hmm. And I've seen other coaches sort of praise quarterbacks like that and have been far less successful than Tim Tebow. Is it time for the organization to come out firmly and say, yeah, it's this year, it's next year, this is where we're going, we have enough proof on the table to go there?
Well, you know, again, everybody's different. You know, that's his approach. You know, I think as it comes to us, you know, I don't care what position it is, you know, the future's now. You know, when you say things like, he gives us the best chance to win, it comes back to haunt you. at the end of the day, you know, understated and overproducing is a little bit better approach, in my opinion.
You guys have, I'm not sure if you know much of the history around here, at least the recent history, but teams around here haven't played well late in seasons, but you guys are managing to
Are you trying to jinx us, Lindsay?
No, I'm just seeing what you guys have done differently to make a November strong, and then that could carry over. Is it a function of conditioning? Is it a function of the style of offense that you run that could wear down
It's we have a formula. I don't want to share that for the world, but you know, I think at the end of the day, you know, we're just trying to improve as a football team. I think we've made some strides. We still have a lot of season left. You know, games in season are lost and won in the fourth quarter. So this is a big step, and you know, guys have had a chance to enjoy this victory, and they'll have till Wednesday, and then you know, we got to you know start preparing to. You know, make this push. So, you know, I think, you know, time will tell.
So it's a secret formula. You have a secret formula.
Well, let me, we'll just keep it to ourselves. If that's a secret, then so be it.
Coach, what was your evaluation, or the coaching staff's evaluation of Tim's play yesterday? I mean, 149 quarterback rating or whatever it was.
0.3.
Can't get much higher than that. Yeah. You can get a little higher, but yeah. Overall.
You know, I thought he made progress. You know, as we said all along, you know, we need to improve in that area, not just him. We've got a young core of receivers. You know, I mean, we're really young in a lot of places on offense. So, you know, the key to this thing is just getting better every week, every play, every quarter. And, you know, he definitely made strides yesterday.
How about those throws to Demarius in the cover two? Do you hope the team's not play a lot of cover two against him?
Well, you know, we have different, you know, things we react to based on what the defense does. And, you know, I thought, you know, Demarius had by far his best game, and particularly, you know, production-wise. You know, again, he's young, and he's kind of just gotten back into our offense not too long ago. And, you know, I think he'll just get better. So, you know, it's not just one position. It's a team effort. And, you know, I think yesterday was, you know, indication of that.
What went into the decision to leave Raheem Moore off the game day?
Oh, special teams, some help in other areas. You know, we decided to go with Eddie, who missed some time last week, and we wanted to protect ourselves, you know, at that position, and that affected what our 46 roster was yesterday.
What about Prater coming on? He was a little flighty there in the middle of the season where it looked like a missed field goal was in his head for a couple games. And then, he was talking about you had him kick a bunch of field goals, he's been nails ever since in front of the team.
I'm not taking credit for that for sure. I know absolutely nothing about kicking. But, you know, I think, you know, Jeff Rogers and Keith Burns do a great job. I think our specialists help each other a lot. You know, Lonnie Paxton's been around. He's been with some great kickers. I would like to attribute that more to them than me.
Coach, I know you said a few times you're a fan of Tim. Yep. Was yesterday just a great example why?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I've told you all along, he's a tremendous competitor. I think if I can recollect, you know, saying yesterday that, I mean, the guy wins, how do you not be a fan of that? And he does it, you know, with his feet, with his arm, you know, just with his, you know, competitive greatness, really. And, you know, that's what you're looking for in a quarterback.
This is 2 years to use less read option and more traditional play action and running game yesterday. Was that the game plan going in, or was it a reaction to how they defended you?
Well, some of the option stuff is just an extension of our run game. And, you know, there's certain things our opponents will do, you know, to kind of prevent that. And then it opens up some other portions of our run game. So, you know, one of the things that doing some of that extension of the run game, we don't get to see evidence, a lot of it on tape. So we spend a lot of time, you know, and my hat's off to our offensive staff and players to adjust. And that was part of the adjustment yesterday.
It's 2 years in a row that Jeff has really turned around a special teams unit for you. How has he grown as a coach in that time?
Well, you know, it's a trial and error. That's what coaching is. And I think, you know, but he has a good rapport with the guys. He's a good fundamental teacher. You know, he's a good evaluator of players. He did in college for some time as well as pro football. So, you know, that position is a very hard position because you get backups in a lot of spots. We had a lot of injuries early, so, you know, he's been able to weather through that. And I think he and Keith, you know, they're just outstanding coaches or teachers, you know, in that area.
I'm definitely not trying to get you in trouble, but I wasn't aware of the rule where a referee could just hurry up an offense if they made the wrong call and they called two timeouts in a row. What happened there, and what is supposed to happen there?
Well, we're looking into that as we speak, D-Max. So I'll let you know what the results are.
Either got to keep going or there's got to be a flag. You can't just say, come on, guys, let's go.
Like I said, we're getting an interpretation of that hopefully shortly.
Did you get any sort of explanation about Tebow's fumble?
Well, the rule on that is that, you know, supposedly the ground can't cause a fumble, but with the ball it can. So, you know, they ruled it that the ball was loose before his knee hit the ground.
Coach, how much has Tim really inspired other players on the team?
Well, I think we've had a lot of players inspire each other, and that's why it's the ultimate of team games. You know, Timmy's definitely done that, and, you know, so have a lot of players on this football team.
I know. I'm just curious how you grade your defense at this point in the rankings on the surface.
You know, again, I'm not a huge statistic guy. You know, sometimes there are indicators. You know, the most important statistic, I know I've said it 1,000 times, I'll say it 1,001, is winning. And doing the things necessary it takes to win. So, you know, again, I don't like, you know, giving a grade until the full body of work's done, and we're not done yet.
What would you say their progress is?
You know, like I said, I like grading it when it's the test is over.
So you don't grade them at all during the
season? We grade a lot of them, but we just don't make it public.
That's a secret formula. You're killing me with it.
Yeah, you said you don't know anything about kicking, but you let the coaches kick and things got better. But it's obvious that you know something about leading men. I mean, we're hearing it from everybody. And I don't know if it's a secret there, too, but you've had to have picked up something over the years. That makes sense.
Yeah, I like to think I picked up something, D-Mac. just teasing. You know, again, I think it's, you know, it's a team effort, right? You know, it's players, coaches, staff. We got a great building of people here. It's a, you know, it's an outstanding organization from the top down. You know, Mr. B has done a terrific job here over the years and, you know, falling on a little bit of a hard time. But, you know, we've got guys going in the right direction. Where we end up, who knows? But we're not done yet, and we've still got a lot of hard work ahead of us. And it's to credit everybody in there.
I know you don't want to take credit for it, you said so, but as far as Prater goes, what do you think did turn things around for him? Was it something at practice? Was it something
technical? You know, there's all kind of little things. Sometimes, you know, if you play any golf, sometimes you overswing. Sometimes you try to hit it too hard. Sometimes that doesn't work out. So, you know, it's a rhythm. It's a stroke. It's however you want to look at it. It's very technical. People assume it's just going to go perfectly, but you know, the snap, the hold, I mean, holding is a pressure situation. You know, everybody kind of assumes that's going to happen, but I've seen that not happen in big spots. So, you know, that all those mechanics, you know, on that play, you know, are huge, and it's under pressure typically. So, you know, it just takes time and practice, and these guys are pros, and they're, you know, the best in the world at what they do. And you know, whether you're a PGA golfer, you're going to hit some slumps, or you might have a hard time, you know, getting it in the fairway off the tee, and you go work it out, and that's what, you know, that's what Matt's done.
Tebow scrambled, you know, that scramble where he hit Thomas, and Thomas took it in with a couple tacklers. Where were you? Were you by any chance?
I was on the sideline.
Yeah, I know. Were you right there when he stiff arm number 50 by any chance?
I was close. Well, what's the point, Mike? I'm not taking credit for that.
Right there.
I'm not taking credit for that.
But that's a hell of a stiff arm he's got.
He's a big dude.
Coach, you may have answered this yesterday, and I apologize, but the decision to hand it to Lance instead of Willis Layton, to hand it off at all and let Tim keep it and maybe pick up a couple yards, what went into that?
Well, you know, I mean, we have complete trust in Lance. I mean, he stepped in when Willis had been hurt. You know, we've had a next man up philosophy the whole year. You know, Mario Hagan stepped in and had a heck of a performance for Von Miller. And, you know, I'm not sure who was more excited, you know, on the pick six, Mario or Von. You know, so it's, you know, it's kind of what you kind of stress and what you believe in, and we have all the confidence in the world in Lance Ball.
But then just the decision to hand it versus just let Tim keep it because of what could happen on a handoff in terms of...
Well, they just executed the play call. You know, we were trying to run the clock down and make sure our field goal was the last play of the game.
there was a lot of discussion in Minnesota last night and then again today about should they have let you guys score there to have. Mm. Did you have any inkling that they might have thought that or considered that? What do you think about them not, you know, I guess from a coaching?
You know, again, hindsight's 20/20. I'll remind everybody of that. You know, I thought they did the right thing in my estimation. It didn't work out, but, you know, like most decisions you make, you hear about it when it doesn't work.
The defensive coach, would that be a hard call to make?
Yeah, I mean, I've seen it done before, and, you know, sometimes it can be beneficial, but, you know, you've got to finish the deal, and I don't know that that's happened a lot of times.
You've had other teams contributions from a lot of your rookies this year. One guy we haven't seen much of is Nate Irving. He got his chance yesterday. Mm-hmm. Is that just an evolution of him kind of growing? I know when he came in, he was under the gun a little bit, playing middle linebacker. It's a tough position with no offseason to come in as a rookie.
Yeah, we've had great contributions by, you know, really our last two draft classes. You know, one was here before I got here. You know, Nate's going to be a good football player. He's young. He's playing behind a veteran guy right now. He's, you know, getting better every day. You know, he's contributed a lot on special teams. You know, that's where a lot of rookies break in to this league. You know, we've been in a situation where we've, you know, had to start a couple. And, you know, they've improved. So Nate's growing. We have, you know, a lot of high hopes for him.
Did you just think the timing was right to get him a little work defensively?
No, actually, Joe got dinged, so, you know, he got cramped up, and so he went in.
John, after the last quarter, you said your goal was to go 3-1 every quarter.
But I did say we'd take 4-0. Yeah. I mean,
I wonder if you were disappointed by
that. No. I didn't lose sleep last night over that, no.
At what point do you start thinking about the playoffs? I know it's week to week, but at what point do...
When you get in them.
That's it, huh?
Yeah.